Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is Dr. J. Buzz von Ornsteiner, forensic psychologist from Copycat Killers, Real Channel's true crime program about real murders inspired by movies. Be sure to subscribe to our series on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Then go to Reels.com, that's R-E-E-L-Z.com, to find true crime TV series like this one on Reels Channel.
This program contains graphic violence. Viewer discretion is advised.
The shattered life of Janice Orndorff is a case so bizarre, it parallels the movie Primal Fear.
With Janice, things are not always as they appear.
She becomes completely paranoid and delusional, and she just loses all sense of control.
The story is identical to the Edward Norton cult classic.
The surprise ending definitely made this movie a classic.
Janice's life is a psychological thriller that leaves one person dead.
The murder in the movie and the murder of Goring are both bloody, heinous crimes.
And a jury completely puzzled.
It starts as a very happy ending, where you think, for once, the justice system has prevailed, and then quickly the rug is just pulled out from underneath everyone.
It's unknown if he ever realized that his wife had multiple personalities.
It's a copycat-like killing with an unbelievable ending.
It's like Janice woke up from a nightmare, and she's standing in the middle of it.
In 1996, Richard Gere stars in the courtroom thriller Primal Fear.
Tyler Richardson, film critic.
Primal Fear was a great movie with a stunning cast. Richard Gere plays a hotshot defense attorney who is going against a prosecutor played by Laura Linney, and both sides think that they've already won the case.
But when Gere's newest client, Aaron Stampler, played by Edward Norton, threatens to derail his winning streak, Martin Vale is forced to search for the truth.
Aaron is accused of murdering a popular Catholic archbishop. Aaron claims that he's innocent immediately, but all evidence points to the opposite.
It's the same type of courtroom drama 52-year-old housewife Janice Orndorff goes through in real life.
Pittsburgh County 911, what is your emergency?
My husband went after me with a baseball bat and a knife, and I shot him. Help me.
Okay, your name is Janice Orndorff?
Lisa Coriel, crime writer.
Janice is a doting mother, a dutiful wife. And the suspect in a very brutal murder.
But just like in the film Primal Fear, with this copycat-like crime, things aren't always what they seem to be.
Dr. J. Buzz von Ornsteiner, forensic psychologist.
No one knew this, but Janice had been suffering for a very long time. And when the details started to emerge in the murder case, it stunned everyone.
Janice Orndorff never thought her life would be like this.
Hi, Janice. How are you?
Okay.
She's just been arrested for the murder of her husband.
I'm here with my client, Janice Orndorff. Janice, we're going to record this. Is that okay? Janice, tell me about the day of the murder. What happened?
You don't make any sense. Absolutely had enough of you. You don't make any sense.
He took my knife, and he took a baseball bat, and the knife. He's gonna kill me.
Where is he now?
In the kitchen floor.
Where are you?
I don't know.
To be honest, Doctor, I'm very foggy on the details. I just...
Okay, all right, let's
take a break here for a second. Let's back up. Tell me about your childhood. What was it like?
So, who wants this flower?
As a young girl, Janice Orndorff seems to be everything a mother could hope for.
To everyone that knows Janice, she's extremely energetic, she's bright, she's full of life.
I don't really know what they're called, but just look at them.
People describe Janice really as a very vivacious personality. She loved people. She loved socializing. She loved attention.
Even as a kid, Janice has grand aspirations. She one day hopes to attend law school and become a judge.
Faraji Muhammad, radio host.
What Janice always wanted as a child was really to grow up in an environment that was full of love and support. Unfortunately, that wasn't her story.
The happy-go-lucky face Janice shows to the world masks a disturbing and abusive reality.
Janice?
What? Mom!
What are you doing?
I'm just playing in the garden, I'm sorry.
Do you see what you did to your dress?
Yes, I do.
Let's go, right now.
Janice's mother used to discipline her with a switch, and she used to beat her.
Janice says that her mom often locked her in the closet and left her alone in that dark place, and she had no idea when she was going to be let out.
No, Mom!
Stay in here until you learn your lesson. I've told you over and over again.
No!
Janice is terrified of her mother.
Place a child in a closet in the darkness for hours would be considered incredibly abusive and neglectful. And this mother clearly had diminished parenting skills.
Mom, if you're here, please let me out! Mom!
It tells the child she's not worthy, and that would affect her self-esteem and her ability to trust and to love others.
Did you learn your lesson?
After each punishment, Janice is even more fragile and broken down.
Yes!
All right, let's go. Wash up.
In order to survive, children need to feel loved. If they're in an abusive relationship and they feel at fault, they try to make it right when they grow up to be adults. Janice knew her mother was strict and abusive, but she still loved her. And still relied on her, and still needed her throughout her life.
Janice continues to live with her mother through her young adult years.
She was very dependent on her mother. That kind of abuse did not instill for Janice to be highly independent. Somehow, it became ingrained in her personality as being very dependent on others to come and save her.
But she yearns for separation. And while in college, she meets a charming young man named David.
Ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Janice meets this tall, young, handsome man, and she falls completely head over heels with him.
Let's go.
Janice thinks her burgeoning relationship with David is the key to removing her overbearing mother from her life.
He was everything she ever dreamed of. And they wound up getting married.
They have children, and she really took really a lot of pride in her role as both a mother and a wife.
To Janice, those kids were her whole life. Janice devotes her life to being a good wife and the kind of loving mother she always wished for.
Janice is desperate to maintain the perfect life for her kids. The kind of childhood she could only dream of. But after 20 years of marriage, everything comes crashing down.
Janice's marriage falls apart when her husband reveals that he's been cheating on her with a younger woman.
I'm leaving you.
The divorce devastated Janice. She thought she was at fault because she let this life that she had just slip away through her fingers.
Because Janice viewed the divorce, which she didn't want, as a rejection, all it did was remind her of her mother locking her in a closet as a child.
No!
And this caused her significant stress.
This was the love she was always looking for. So when she lost that, she went back to that dark place that she remembered as a child.
Due to the divorce, Janice's mental state deteriorates.
She becomes delusional. She becomes paranoid. It really takes a toll on her.
She was already a fragile personality, but this pushed her over the edge.
Her kids are the first to notice something is not quite right with their mom.
They find her in a trance-like state, and, you know, where they can't speak to her. She's just kind of not there. When Janice goes into these trance-like states and then she snaps out of it, she has no idea what happened. And it's terrifying for her.
In the thriller Primal Fear, suspected murderer Aaron Stampler experiences a similar phenomenon.
During times of emotional trauma, Aaron seems to go into a trance-like state that he calls losing time. The character of Aaron seems to disappear, and he has no recollection of what's taken place. He has no idea why this is happening to him.
Over the next 2 years, Janice's emotional state only gets worse.
Ow! Janice?
What?
What are you doing?
Janice starts to experience serious mood swings.
Aaron! Did you see what you did to your dress?
Hate you!
It seems like one minute she's herself and the next she's somebody else.
Janice's mood swings develop into personalities of their own.
Janice has developed multiple personalities from years of childhood abuse.
And soon, her identity as Janice Orndorff shatters.
The stress and the pain and the mental anguish of this divorce were really too hard for her to deal with. So naturally, when Janice can't handle something, her personalities take over to help her through the parts of her life that she can't deal with.
No, 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 no.
Stay in here!
No. Stop it!
Said, stop! No!
Baby!
What Janice is going through parallels the film Primal Fear.
In Primal Fear, Edward Norton's character, Aaron, is accused of stabbing an archbishop 78 times. On the surface, Aaron's character seems harmless, but when he's confronted about the crime, his personality completely changes.
And like in Primal Fear, Janice's multiple personalities will cause her to commit murder.
He took my knife, and he took a baseball bat, and tonight, he tried to kill me. He is going to kill me. He is going to kill me. He is going to kill me.
Where is he now?
In the kitchen floor. I'm hiding.
Outside of Washington, D.C., Janice Orndorff is seemingly fighting a battle with multiple
Janice?
Personality
what?
Disorder. Just like Edward Norton does in the 1996 film Primal Fear.
Aaron, played by Edward Norton, says that he's innocent of stabbing the Archbishop. But when pushed about the details of the murder, Aaron's other personality seems to come forward.
His name is Roy, and he claims to be Aaron's protector, a personality that's triggered when Aaron is confronted with a stressful situation.
He is an aggressive version of Aaron that is capable of anything.
Janice Orndorff, like in the movie, develops an alternate personality that is capable of anything, even murder.
Janice developed multiple personalities to deal with childhood abuse, And when her husband leaves her for a younger woman, her world falls apart. And these personalities emerge. Sometimes she's a little girl, and sometimes she's an angry, aggressive man.
Each takes on a life of its own. She is the one not in control. She is being controlled.
But just when it seems Janice's personality has splintered into a thousand pieces, she meets a new man who helps put things back together.
So tell me a little bit about Gary.
When I first met him, he was very, very sweet. I met him at a bar, which should have been my first clue.
At first glance, the chance encounter seems to be just what Janice needs in her life.
Hey, is the seat taken?
No.
When Janice meets him, we must remember she has a very dependent personality.
I'm Janice.
Nice to meet you, Janice.
And he's there to love her and support her.
I think for Janice, she really wasn't a whole person unless she was with a man.
Janice is able to feel safe and secure due to his love. The multiple personalities in Janice's life then become dormant. She's not faced with significant trauma because someone is there now to protect her.
In the movie Primal Fear, Edward Norton's character believes he's found love with a woman named Linda.
Like Janice, the character of Aaron suffered from years of abuse and was saved by finding love with Linda, and he thinks that they'll be able to have a wonderful life together.
And now, Janice and Goring seem to be destined for the same happily ever after. The two marry soon after, excited for a wonderful life together.
Not only does she have a man, but she has a man that's opened up a whole new world for her. They go out and do exciting things. They join a motorcycle club. She thinks that she's finally got a second chance at happiness and the life she's always wanted.
Janice's personalities seem to have disappeared. It's now just Janice, and she's happier than she's ever been in years.
Goring moves into Janice's home and secures a supervisor position at a bigger company. But soon, more pay means longer hours.
Whoa. What are you doing up?
Goring worked for a contractor company that did a lot of large-scale projects. This was a heavy, heavy workload. There were a lot of long days, and it really took a toll on his marriage to Janice.
It's 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
Where have you been?
Janice never got over the breakup of her first marriage.
I'm leaving you.
And she carries that baggage to her second marriage. And eventually, her paranoia, Janice begins questioning Goring's every move.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Where do you think I've been?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
Janice's paranoia was based on her belief that her husband's long hours were actually that he was cheating with another woman.
What's her name?
Janice may have seemed healed on the outside, but the delusions are still never far away.
In Primal Fear, Aaron is shocked when he discovers his true love, Linda, is sleeping with other men.
Aaron thinks that he and his love, Linda, are going to be together forever. But due to the fact that she's been with other men, his other personality, Roy, decides to teach her a lesson.
Like Aaron's evil personality, Roy, Janice calls her unforgiving personality, Jacob.
Jacob is Janice's protector personality. He's aggressive. He's mean. He's dangerous with Jacob. There's no telling what he might do.
Although Janice's multiple personalities have taken a back seat since she married Goring, her paranoia that he's cheating on her threatens to bring them to the surface.
She's terrified of losing this marriage. I think for Janice, you know, maybe the first breakup of her marriage could be blamed on her husband, but if she's got a second man that leaves her, it's going to be her fault. That's her failure. The more she wants to hold on to the marriage,
I don't like this.
The more she starts doing things that actually, I think, pushed him away.
I don't know if I can trust you.
Janice firmly believes Goring is cheating on her, and she doesn't let it go.
She knows what happened to her the first time because she wasn't looking, and now all she's doing is looking, and she's seeing things that probably weren't even there.
This marriage was failing. This marriage was full of conflict. This husband and wife were fighting every day. And Janice was obsessed with thoughts, paranoid or not, that her husband was cheating on her.
And when Janice's security feels threatened, Jacob emerges to protect her. In primal fear, when Linda isn't faithful to Aaron, he decides if he can't have her, no one can. Janice is experiencing a copycat-like situation.
This was someone that wasn't going to walk out of her life. She was going to do anything she could to keep him.
Janice Orndorff believes her second husband, Goring, will be a second shot at finding true happiness. It's a plotline straight from the murder mystery, Primal Fear. Edward Norton's character, Aaron, finds true love after growing up in a world of hate.
Aaron Stampler places all of his happiness and joy in the hands of a woman that he believes that he is going to live the rest of his life with.
But when he learns his true love's been cheating on him, his other personality, Roy, appears to take care of business.
Roy plans on giving Linda what he thinks she deserves. Death.
And now Janice's spouse may endure a similar fate.
For Janice, she was going to keep her husband at all cost.
If
I can't have him, nobody can.
And when you black out, there's a blank there, or is it just that you can't remember what happened?
And it was getting louder and louder and louder in my head.
And then the blackout.
Yeah.
Even though Janice's relationship with her husband is strained, the two try to work things out.
It seems like Janice and Goring just could not get it together because even on their anniversary night, they still were fighting each other.
Oh, hey, Jill found that discrepancy in the payroll. Some bizarre computer thing, but that's behind us, so I think we'll be able to finish on time.
Jill. Who's Jill?
Janice has been on the edge for a while, and then she finally snaps.
You know, with the... She's got the short hair on the auditing staff.
Does she work nights too?
Yeah, as needed.
Does she work as much as you do?
Damn it, I'm not going to be going through this now. No time for your imagination. How about just respecting our anniversary? Completely ridiculous.
You are very selfish. You're never here for me or the boys. It's like you don't even care.
Selfish.
The only thing matters
is work.
You're
the one who's never here.
Can I get you anything else?
Yeah, I'd like the check, please.
For Janice, it's like history repeating itself all over again. Once again, Janice is that kid locked in a dark closet. With, you know, her whole life crumbling. And in that moment, who comes out to save her but Jacob?
Stop it.
One of her altered personalities.
It seems like Jacob is your protector.
Protector? I don't need anybody to protect me. I'm a big girl. I can take care of myself.
When you were a child, you needed someone to protect you.
In primal fear, Aaron's violent personality, Roy, takes over in order to seek revenge on his true love.
Aaron may not want to hurt Linda, but Roy has other plans. He secretly kills her, thinking that he is protecting Aaron from this evil woman.
It's strikingly similar to what is happening in Janice Orndorff's life. She refuses to be hurt by Goring any longer. Janice has been through one divorce already, and she won't deal with the rejection for a second time.
Generally speaking, people that do have multiple personalities are not aware that the other personalities exist. They only know that there are periods of their life that they can't be accountable for.
Janice believes that an alternate personality named Jacob is commanding her to seek revenge on her husband, Goring.
Jacob wants revenge. I think he felt Janice's pain, and instead of turning it inward, he turned it outward. He wanted revenge for her, and he wasn't going to stop until he got it.
Janice may only pick a fight with her husband when he comes home late from work. But with Jacob, there's no telling what he might do.
It's unknown if Goring knew that his wife suffered from multiple personalities disorder. But in the end, it didn't matter.
Because the battle inside Janice's head has been decided, Goring Orndorff is going to die.
It's Dr. J. Buzz von Ornsteiner. If you like what you're hearing, check out the Dark Crime Mysteries on your TV on Reels channel. There are the horrifying true stories of murderers like the Unabomber, who used the mail to claim his victims, and Ted Bundy, the serial killer who used his good looks to stalk unsuspecting women. Then check out the Reels medical mystery series, Autopsy, that reveals what really killed screen and music legends like Robin Williams, Lucille Ball, Prince, and Johnny Cash. You can find Reels on your TV at Reels.com. That's Reels.com. Then check the top of the screen to find Reels in your area.
Janice Orndorff and her husband Goring once had a promising future together. It's comparable to the love story in the 1996 thriller Primal Fear.
In Primal Fear, Aaron thinks that he and his love Linda are going to be together forever.
But when Edward Norton's character Aaron is arrested and charged with killing a popular archbishop, the plot thickens.
When confronted about the crime, Aaron's personality completely changes. During the interrogation scene, Aaron seems to go through a metamorphosis, and Edward Norton really went through a wide range of emotions there. It was captivating.
Aaron says his name is Roy, and Roy is responsible for killing both Linda and the Archbishop.
It raised the question to the viewer, which is, should Aaron be held accountable if his other personality is responsible?
As for Janice Orndorff, her second chance at love ended just as badly as her first. And now, her violent personality, Jacob, has taken matters into his own hands.
We've been fighting for a couple weeks, but tried to make the best of the situation for what it was. And we went out for dinner, and he started drinking again, which was one of the many fights that we'd had. But he was ordering drinks and just continued to drink throughout the night.
You know what? I've had it with this. I'll see you in the car.
He was very belligerent when he drank.
Later that evening, things escalate between the feuding couple.
Haven't you had enough?
I have absolutely had enough of you.
I sat down and I was listening to this, and he was cutting me apart, and he was saying hateful things.
You gotta create all this drama all the time for nothing. You don't make any sense. This is absolutely stupid. Where's your head?
And he threatened to leave.
I'm out of here. I don't need this. This is absolutely ridiculous. Nobody's gonna live under these conditions. Just don't even make any sense.
My first husband left me. I didn't want it to happen again.
Did you think he was unfaithful?
Yes, and I questioned him, and he just got angrier. Very defensive.
You're so ungrateful, I've had enough of this!
Janice says that's where the recollection of the evening gets foggy. But the story doesn't end there. Janice pulls a weapon on her husband.
Drama, drama, drama! What is that? Where'd you get a gun?
It's Janice with the gun in her hand, but it's Jacob that's actually pulling the trigger.
Goring is shot in his palm, three times in his torso, and one time at the top of his head. She shot him five times, and they all met their target.
Janice thinks her husband is still alive, so she dials 911.
Janice has just woken up and realized she's standing in the middle of a nightmare.
For the next hour, she has a complete mental breakdown over the phone.
I'm trying to help you, but you need to help me. Calm down and help me.
No,
I know he's gonna kill me.
Deep breath.
I'm losing you.
Please.
To a 911 operator, it's classic insanity. The phone call indicates a woman who's completely disoriented. She doesn't know who she is. She doesn't know where she is. She seems to infer that her husband is still alive and is going to kill her.
As Janice teeters on the brink of madness, she believes the 911 dispatcher is her own mother.
Did you learn your lesson?
Janice is in this moment. She knows the police are coming, and she still has the gun. She must have freaked out. You have your husband who's been shot five times, and you have this gun in your hand, and you're the only one in the house with him.
Ms. Orndorff, open up! This is the police!
Ms. Orndorff, open up!
Police arrive at the home to address the situation. But the night is a long way from being over.
Janice still feels threatened, and the police are right outside. The question is, how far will Jacob go to protect her?
In the movie, Edward Norton's character Aaron never knew what his violent other side, Roy, was capable of. Until Roy killed both Linda and the Archbishop.
The defense finds a video that shows the Archbishop had been sexually abusive to those who trusted him. Even though the victim is not innocent, and it seems like Roy is guilty, Aaron is ultimately the one who is going to suffer the consequences.
As for Janice, the police are at her door. But instead of giving herself up, things only get worse.
Open the door right now.
The police are that was them that opened your front door. But because there's been a gun involved in this, the police can't just come walking in because they don't know if somebody still has a gun and they don't want to see anybody get hurt. No, I need you to be brave for me right now, Janice, okay? Can you be brave?
No.
The police don't know what is happening within the house.
Ms. Orndorff, open up! This is the police!
Ms. Orndorff, open up!
They also don't know if she will kill again.
She still feels threatened, so who knows who will come out. Nobody is safe while Janice is under siege.
For Janice Orndorff, it seems the most vicious of her multiple personalities, Jacob, just killed her husband Goring. And now, with the police just feet away, Jacob is ready to strike again.
Miss Orndorff, we need you out!
Her violent protector personality, Jacob, seemed to have taken over Janice at this point. And so he's going to do whatever he can do to make sure that this situation is going to go for Janice's benefit and not for her demise.
The end to Janice's story has become as unpredictable as the movie Primal Fear.
Just when you think you know everything, there's a twist.
What's going on, ma'am? We need you to get to the door, please, to the cops. I don't want to have to break the door down, Miss Orndorff. We need you to come to the door, calmly.
Open the door now.
She's got a gun.
She's got a gun. Door. Put the gun down.
Put the gun down, Miss Orndorff.
Put the gun down now.
Just when it seems Jacob will kill again.
Drop the gun, Miss Orndorff.
Janice resurfaces.
Is anybody else in there?
She suddenly makes a run for it.
I need help.
But doesn't get far.
Janice doesn't know what happened. She tells police over and over and over again her husband attacked her and she blacked out. And when she woke up, he was dead on the floor.
It's an excuse straight from Edward Norton's character Aaron in the movie Primal Fear.
Neither Aaron nor Janice seem to have any memory of committing the murders.
Back inside her home, authorities find the lifeless body of Goring Orndorff.
Crime scene comes in to look at the body. He's obviously been shot, and he's found holding a bat and a knife. But for police, there's just something not right about the crime scene.
The police question Janice, and she's clearly traumatized, and she's crying and swearing she doesn't know what happened.
Janice told the police that Goring was attacking her with a bat and a knife, and that she had to defend herself. She claims that she doesn't know all or remembers everything that happened, that she blacked out during the horrific moment.
But police don't believe she's telling the truth. Although Janice swears by her testimony, the crime scene tells a different story.
The medical examiner testified that the gunshot wound to Goring's hand was consistent with someone who had put their hand out in self-defense. Investigators say there's no way that Goring could have held on to the bat and the knife after being shot. Police believe that Janice put the knife and the bat in Goring's hand after he was dead. They believe she staged the scene to make it look like self-defense.
Based on the crime scene evidence, Janice is arrested and goes to trial for the murder of her husband.
The whole time, she sticks to her self-defense claim. She never mentions multiple personalities. She never mentions that there may have been somebody else pulling the trigger.
At her trial, Janice is found guilty of second-degree murder.
When you're shooting a man down on the ground, it's no longer self-defense. It's pure rage and revenge. She knew she was planning to use self-defense as an excuse for what she did, and so that's why she kept saying she wanted everybody to know that she believed he was going to kill her.
But Janice won't go to prison quietly.
At the sentencing hearing, it was a sight to behold.
In Primal Fear, when Aaron's on trial, he's pushed to his breaking point.
Richard Gere's character pushes Aaron on the stand because he needs for everyone to see the difference between sweet, innocent Aaron and his protector, Roy.
Ultimately, the decision works after Roy emerges and physically assaults the prosecutor.
Aaron avoided jail and was sent to a mental hospital for a pretty short sentence.
As for Janice, at her sentencing trial, she's practically recreating a scene from Primal Fear.
At first, Janice's 12-year-old personality comes out. And she says that she thinks the court is church.
Then something snaps. If Janice is suffering from multiple personality disorder, she might avoid serving time in prison. A favorable punishment for a cold-blooded killer.
Janice Orndorff, the Commonwealth of Virginia has found you guilty.
Janice quickly changes and Jacob's personality comes out. And she verbally abuses the judge and she hits a sergeant in the face. And she's got to be physically taken out of the courtroom.
For now, Janice avoids jail time.
After 8 months in a mental health facility, the professionals there diagnosed Janice with multiple personality disorder.
The diagnoses could allow Janice to re-enter society. It's exactly like Primal Fear.
They needed to believe it wasn't Aaron that was responsible. They needed to believe that it was someone else, even if it's still physically him. Some other personality did this, so don't punish me. And that was just enough for them to acquit him.
Janice stays at the Central State Mental Hospital for further psychiatric evaluation. But when she returns for her sentencing trial, one statement changes everything.
Janice's former cellmate came forward and testified in court that Janice had made up all the personalities because she thought she would get off. Or if anything, her sentence would have been lessened.
I totally cannot wait to get out of here. What are you talking about? You're never getting out of here. Everybody knows you're crazy.
Everybody thinks I'm crazy. Completely normal.
Yeah. All these voices in my head. People think I'm nuts. Mm-mm. I killed my husband.
It's identical to the twist at the end of Primal Fear.
It starts as a very happy ending where you think, for once, the justice system has prevailed, and then quickly the rug is just pulled out from underneath everyone. Just as Aaron has avoided a lot of jail time, he slips up and he mentions something that only Roy would have known. Turns out, his real personality was the violent Roy that we've been watching all along. Not only did he torture the Archbishop and Linda for fun, but he's kind of torturing Martin Vale with this information that you just helped a psychopath get off with gruesome murders.
If Janice actually suffers from multiple personality disorder, she may not be aware of it.
Generally speaking, people that do have multiple personalities are not aware that the other personalities exist. They only know that there are periods of their life that they can't be accountable for.
But unlike Edward Norton's character in the movie, who is granted freedom at the end, Janice doesn't get away with it. The cellmate's confession is the final nail in her coffin. Janice Orndorff receives 35 years for killing her husband.
The jury believed that Janice didn't want Goring to leave her, so she killed him. Everything else were lies to cover up her crime.
Janice Orndorff tried to pull off the perfect copycat crime. But unlike Edward Norton's brilliant performance, Janice falls short.
Even if she had suffered multiple personality disorder, I think that, you know, Hollywood notwithstanding and Primal Fear notwithstanding, that really is a movie, and many people do genuinely suffer from multiple personality disorder, and they don't commit these kind of murders.
To this day, Janice maintains that she never made that statement to her cellmate. And some believe that Janice actually does suffer from multiple personality disorder.
Whether or not she ever truly had a multiple personality disorder is something I don't think anyone will ever really know.
In the end, it's a story stranger than the movie it emulates.
It is possible that as she lives her life in jail. It's not her sitting in that cell. It's actually Jacob who's taken over. We will never truly know if Janice was telling the truth or if justice was served.
If you enjoyed this episode of Copycat Killers, don't forget to subscribe at Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. Then go to Reels.com. That's Reelz.com for clips, extras, and more from the TV version of the series, including chilling reenactments and crime scene photos you'll only find on Reels channel. Find Reels on your TV at Reels.com. I'm Dr. J. Buzz von Ornsteiner.